You shall seek me and shall not find me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, yesterday after the evening Mass, I was trying to find the statue of Saint Francis, but could not, because he is now hidden under the veil. I had to ask Bishop Dolan to know that he now stands right behind me, next to Our Lady's altar, where he remains hidden there until Holy Saturday. And on Holy Saturday, we shall see Saint Francis again, and our other dear saints as well. The images and crucifixes in our church are now veiled. The Catholic Church is now in Passion time, oppressed with grief, and expresses our Lord's humiliation by veiling the cross and the images. God is hiding himself to escape the anger of men. He had to hide so that he would not die by stoning, but on the cross, as prophesied, abandoned by all. This veiling of the images originates probably from a German custom, where they, in the Middle Ages, used to extend a large cloth before the whole altar. This cloth hid the altar entirely from the congregation during Lent. It was not removed until during the reading of the Passion of Saint Luke on Spy Wednesday, at the words, "The veil of the temple was rent in the midst." My searching of Saint Francis in the midst of all these veiled statues brought to my mind a story which comes from Germany. It is called The Enchanted Princess and tells about a poor leather craftsman who had two sons named Henry and John. This craftsman was very poor and could barely afford his boys food and clothing. The two brothers were very different. The older one, Henry, always complained and murmured how miserable, rotten, and poor their lives were, while John, the younger one, was the gentle one, and he was, like Saint Francis, always happy and accepted with a smile even the hardships of their life. One day the craftsman had a very bad day, and he stopped to rest at the inn. His purse was completely empty, so he couldn't afford even a pint of beer. But he happened to overhear a conversation going on between two men. They said that the princess had been kidnapped and placed under a spell in the castle by an evil sorcerer, and whoever wants to set her free must complete 3 hard tasks. If he succeeds, he will win the princess's hand in marriage and also the sorcerer's treasures. The craftsman was excited of hearing this. Delivering the princess would solve all his money problems. So he told his older son Henry to take the challenge. But Henry complained that he needed a horse and a sword. The craftsman had to scratch every penny he had, but he managed to buy a horse and a sword for Henry, who then rode to the forest where Sorcerer's Castle was. On his way to castle, Henry rode past a pond where he frightened a group of ducks and, just for fun, killed 10 of them. Then he came across an anthill and let his horse level it on the ground. Finally he saw a large beehive, cut that with his sword, and let the bees homeless. Henry had no pity for all the God's creatures to whom he had caused so much misery. When he arrived to the sorcerer's castle, he knocked the door violently and loud. The sorcerer's assistant, an old woman, answered and told Henry that he had to perform three difficult tasks. First, she went to the castle's meadow with a bucket filled with seeds, scattered them all over the grass, and told Henry to pick them all up back in the bucket in 1 hour. Henry thought that that's impossible, this must be a joke, and started to sleep instead. In 1 hour, she came back, saw the bucket empty, and was angry that Henry hadn't even tried. Next, she took 12 golden keys from her pocket and threw them to the river, and told Henry to catch all of them back in 1 hour. Henry was growing impatient that the woman was wasting his time with this nonsense, and demanded when the real challenge would start. But the woman disappeared, and again Henry took a nap and refused to try the task. The woman came back 1 hour later and again was dissatisfied, but led him to the castle now. She warned that the third task was a very dangerous one, where failure would cost Henry his life. She took him to a room where there stood three veiled figures. "Now you must decide which of these three figures is the princess." Henry had enough of that. "I never heard of such a ridiculous challenge. I suppose you're gonna tell me I have exactly 1 hour to think about it. Well, I'm not going to mess about. I'm going to choose right now. I think the princess is the one on the right." As soon as Henry had pointed to the veiled figure on the right, all figures threw off their veils. In the center, there was the princess, the most beautiful girl you had ever seen. But on her either side were two hideous, ugly, and fiery dragons, looking like demons with their cruel, blazing eyes and evil smirks on their faces. The dragon on the right grabbed terrified Henry into its claws and violently threw him over the castle's balcony. That was the end of poor Henry. Meanwhile, the craftsman started to worry about Henry, so the younger son, John, offered to go to try his luck. He set off, even though he did not have a horse or a sword. He took the same path through the woods his brother had gone. When he came to the pond, he took a nap until he was awoken by the ducks. John loved the ducks, and even though he had only a small piece of bread for lunch, he shared that with them. Next, John came to the anthill where the ants were busy rebuilding their broken homes. He felt pity on them and helped them in their heavy task by digging up the dirt. Then he came to the bees, who also were busily trying to repair their hive. John picked up a big bunch of flowers full of pollen for them, because he had a kind heart and felt sorry for the homeless bees. Finally, John arrived to the sorcerer's castle and got the same task as his older brother had received. "Gather a bucket full of seeds scattered across the meadow. Well, it sounds difficult, but I will certainly try." John wanted to help his father, so he started to pick up seeds one by one. But there was no way he could pick all of them in 1 hour. Then suddenly, a long line of ants, whose home he had helped to rebuild, appeared. In a few minutes, they had picked up all the seeds. Sorcerer's assistant was very pleased. Again, she threw 12 gold keys to the river. This task worried John, because he wasn't a very strong swimmer, but he knew he had to try for his father's sake. He dived to the river, but the water was so cold and dark that he could not continue. As he stared helplessly to the dark, cold water, he saw his friends, the ducks. they retrieved all the keys to him. Again the assistant was pleased. You have done very well. Now it's time for the final task. But I must warn you, if you do not succeed, you will pay with your life. She took John to the room with three veiled figures and told him to make his pick. But no matter how closely John tried to compare the figures, the veils covered them completely, and they all looked exactly alike. But then a big swarm of bees flew in from the window and started to buzz around the room. They were the bees whom John had helped to rebuild their hive. They flew away scared from the two figures on the sides, but stayed buzzing happily around the one in the middle. John trusted his friends the bees and pointed out the figure in the middle. And immediately all three figures again threw off their veils. The two hideous dragons flew away, and the beautiful princess proclaimed in delight that the spell was now broken. Henry gained princess as his wife and was rewarded with all the fortunes of the sorcerer, and he and his father needed never to suffer poverty again. That was the story, dear children, and you have less than 2 weeks to wait for Holy Saturday, when the veils are thrown off, the bells are rung, and the church triumphantly sings about our Lord rising from the dead. With his death and resurrection, he has defeated the hideous dragon, the devil. And when you follow our Lord Jesus with kindness and affection, as Saint Francis and John of the story did, you will rejoice in your own resurrection one day, and then you never need to suffer sadness or sin anymore. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.